Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from
good me. Morning, 710 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It is Black Friday. We're live every day except Christmas. Good to have you with us. If you're out there, shoot us a text, 437-1620. Agree, disagree, or just glad you got local radio all these days, every weekday of the year except for Christmas. So President Trump yesterday giving a very unpleasant update on the National Guard shooting in D.C.
And I'm honored to speak with so many incredible members of the U.S. military and to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving. Before we begin, I want to express the anguish and the horror of our entire nation at the terrorist attack yesterday in our nation's capital, in which a savage monster gunned down two service members in the West Virginia National Guard who were deployed as part of the D.C. task force.
Yeah, and as we learned from the press conference yesterday, this person had come to the United States from Afghanistan. We learned in subsequent information that he had been working somehow or other with the CIA. We don't know exactly in what capacity, but, you know, came here in 2021, applied for refugee status in 2024, got granted asylum under the Trump administration. So applied under Biden, got granted under the Trump administration in, I think, April of this year. Now there's this massive review of all the Afghans who are here under this program, this temporary pausing of refugee access from, what, I think 11 different developing nations, the unrelated, but it happens to be in time happening that the Haitians are not going to get their temporary protected status extended past February. So 350,000 of them are, I guess, going to have to go back to Haiti. You've got 190,000 people from Afghanistan that are here. And there's another 210,000, I think, in the applicant pool that have not been approved. So, I mean, we're not talking about a few people when we talk about this stuff. Anyway, back to President Trump yesterday talking about the attack.
Because done such an incredible job. I mean, until yesterday, we literally had no incidents for many months. It was the safest place imaginable. And this is a different kind of crime. This is a really bad crime.
It is a terrible crime, but it's also not true that there haven't been incidents in D.C. There were 21 homicides in D.C. since August 21st when the Guard was deployed, 62 in the last 6 months. He keeps talking about the last 6 months. Those numbers are down. They were down already. It's not particularly important. It's just that if the president's going to say something that's inaccurate, I'm going to at least point it out. But obviously, this particular incident is as bad as you can possibly imagine, except that. And, you know, it's a weird thing to take some comfort in, but, you know, they shot back and people rushed him and they got him subdued and he didn't kill more people, which presumably he would have been trying to do. But the two Guard members who were wounded and struggling for their lives, we got the terrible update yesterday.
Millions of Americans are praying for those heroes and their families. And I must unfortunately tell you that just seconds before I went on, right now, I heard that Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia, one of the guardsmen that we're talking about, highly respected, young, magnificent person, started service in June of 2023, outstanding in every way. She's just passed away. She's no longer with us. She's looking down at us right now. Her parents are with her. It's just happened. She was savagely attacked. She's dead. She's not with us. Incredible person. Outstanding in every single way, in every department. It's horrible.
It is. It is genuinely horrible. And, of course, the other wounded is still struggling, and we're certainly hoping and praying for his total recovery. We just see on Fox News that Jeanine Pirro, who used to be a judge and is now the United States Attorney for the District of D.C., District of Columbia has they're upgrading the charges to first degree murder, of course, which should carry the death penalty. Of course. Yes, absolutely. Totally agree with that. So terrible, terrible incident. 7:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Meanwhile, it's Thanksgiving yesterday and lots of people did lots of good things. You know, AmVets doing great stuff and Milton, Waterfront doing great stuff. you know, here, and Bright Bridges doing great stuff here, and just, you know, need and people provide for need and do all kinds of great things. And it's I mean, it makes me happy to see. It's one of the weird paradoxes of the world. I know sometimes people struggle with religion, whether they're going to have faith or not. And, you know, one of the things that troubles them is the classic problem with theology is the idea that, you know, evil exists. And how can there be evil with a good God who's all-powerful and all-knowing? You know, did God know these people were going to get shot? Did God know that that tower was going to collapse? A biblical example. Did God know that there was going to be, you know, unwanted children born, children abused, that people are going to be hungry? Does he know these things in advance? And the answer is, yeah. Well, how can that be if he's all good and all powerful and all knowledgeable? Well, that's the question. It's a very difficult thing. But I'll give you just one slice of an answer to that is that, and this I don't think this covers it all. I mean, as a theologian and a philosopher, I have to be honest, I don't think this answer covers all of these cases. But some forms of goodness can only manifest themselves as responses to some acts of evil or some kinds of problems. You know, the stories of sacrifice and generosity and compassion that arise at Thanksgiving towards poor, hungry, homeless people, not all the same, but, you know, those categories, you wouldn't have had the ability to be generous and kind in that way if people hadn't been suffering. And you wouldn't have that expression of love and faith if you didn't have the suffering. And that's true for all kinds of horrible things. That if you didn't have the horrible thing, you wouldn't have had the great thing. I mean, even the crucifixion, the greatest sacrifice in the history of the world, was made possible by sin and disobedience. Do we celebrate the sin? Absolutely not, Paul writes. But nevertheless, had it not been for sin, this incredible expression of God's generosity, becoming incarnated as Jesus and then sacrificing himself, allowing himself to be murdered, an innocent man being murdered, is the greatest act of generosity and love and compassion and, you know, salvation. And propitiation, the payment for sin that you could ever have. It couldn't have been possible if you hadn't had sin in the first place. So, I don't think it answers necessarily every case or answers it very satisfyingly, but that's the traditional answer to evil in the world or suffering in the world, is that it brings forth things that could not be shown if it had not existed in the first place. 716 on News Radio 92.3. Just like, you know, having kids brings out the best and sometimes the worst in you as a parent. But it brings things out. Remember, it's not to make you happy. It's to make you holy. Just like marriage. That's a sermon, by the way. I could preach it for you, but that's true. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 9th Avenue, Davis Highway, all our major arteries are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about needing a new roof or just a roof roof repair, or you're not sure, or, you know, maybe it has been the terrible news, like your insurance company said, hey, bro, got to get a new roof or we will not be insuring you anymore, call Quality Roofing Solutions. I mean, I don't mind if you call multiple places. That's fine. Just make sure they're on your list. In fact, I say it that way because when I was first, you know, thinking about advertising for them, I asked my wife what she knew about them, and she said, well, I'll tell you this. On Nextdoor, whenever there's a, hey, who should I call for a roof, there's two or three answers, and they're always on that list. Always on that list. I thought, well, that's a good note. 4.9 rated on Google. That's unbelievably good. They've done 10,000 roofs in this area. They now warranty their roofs for lifetime, which is pretty unusual. They've been around since 2006. Brian Ward started this company to do just this and to do it well at an affordable price and treat people, you know, fairly. And that's exactly why they have grown their business so much over those 19 years. If you have questions, give them a call. You know, ask them, you know, is it a repair? Is it a replacement? What's the cost? What might I save on my insurance? You know, just talk to them. They're normal people, and they will call you back, you know, in person. Or answer your phone if they're there. QualityRoofingSolutions.com or 777-0961.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840, and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
They're going the wrong way!
What?
They're going the wrong way!
He says we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know?
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough.
I do love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It is a great movie. 7:23 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, I got something fun for you this Black Friday. You ready? This comes via Florida Politics, but they say they got it from the Wall Street Journal's Jason Gay. Not commenting, it's just a name. It's called The 32 Rules of Thanksgiving Touch Football. But it's not 32 long. But I'm just going to read it to you because I thought it was so clever. If you have a healthy relationship with your family and speak to them regularly, you're playing touch. If you see your family once a year only, it's tackle. A Nerf ball is okay, but you should own a leather football. A leather football is one of the things every home must have, like a dishwasher and a bourbon distillery in the garage. It's two-hand touch. One-handed touch is for lazy people who buy turkey sandwiches out of vending machines. Two completions are a first down. Not as simple as it sounds. Just ask the 2011 Indianapolis Colts. Oh. Unless you live in California, Hawaii, or Florida, or some fancy place like that, the ground is probably going to be squishy with cold mud, and someone in your family is going to fall face first and ruin their Thanksgiving outfit. This is not cause for alarm. This is the highlight of the game. It's okay to play with kids, but don't baby them. Just because your 7-year-old niece is playing quarterback doesn't mean you can't intercept her screen pass and run it back for a touchdown. She's got to learn sometime not to throw into triple coverage. The count is 5 Mississippi, and it's a full 4 syllables, not a rushed Mississippi and knocking grandpa to the ground. Keep the Tebowing to a minimum. The fad is already old. No show-off football lingo. No screaming trips left or zone blitz. Uncle Dale doesn't want to play the nickel package. He wants to get the stupid game over with, have a vodka, and stand in the kitchen eating stuffing with his hands.
Yeah.
But there's always one control freak who wants to diagram elaborate plays. Just listen to whatever they say and forget it immediately. There are only 2 plays you need for touch football. Everybody go out and everybody go deep. No, that running play never, ever works.
Never.
If you throw 6 interceptions in a row, let someone else play quarterback or sign with the Washington Redskins.
Oh.
Rare. 3-minute halftime. Don't kill the momentum. Anything longer and aging muscles seize up. Remember, if daddy sits down, daddy is done. If you're a random guest at Thanksgiving, it's your job to be good at touch football. Lie and say you've played a little at Alabama and pray you don't completely embarrass yourself. If it snows, it's a classic. And take your shoes off before going into the house or mom is going to kill you. 725 on News Radio 92.3.
Very good rules.
I thought so too. It was clever. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They've joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Give them a call, 770-446-3552. Still rolling accident-free right now. Actually, we are all delay-free, too. Wow. Congratulations.
Black Friday, baby.
I know. Hey, you're going to start losing those tassels.
Am I?
You know,
the gold tassels or the deodorant-free, all-natural Birkenstock hemp?
Right.
That's from today's one?
Yes.
And I know everybody's out of their regular schedule right now, so this, I don't know who this applies to, but if you have never heard the Transgressors Memorial Service, Brother Andrew, that's me, pretending to be a woke pastor, comments on the things we had to cancel this week or celebrate if they're really super woke. And today's was particularly good.
Yeah.
Okay. If you missed the early service at 6:20, it's every Friday at 6:20, and then the late service is at 8:20. Just trust me. Or after that, John puts it on the podcast page. So you can go to the News Radio Pensacola app. You definitely should have the app by now. Or you can go to newsradio923.com and you can just listen to the podcast. But either way, one way or the other, today's kind of a winner, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I haven't laughed so hard in a while.
Oh, man. I won't say it. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Dave, every once in a while I show restraint, very rarely, just to prove it's possible. David Wayne's in the headlines. Go ahead, sir.
Well, good morning. Today marks the official kickoff for the holiday shopping season. Retailers are expecting a record crowd between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. The National Retail Federation says half of all shoppers plan to buy clothing and accessories. 43% are going for gift cards, and about a third are after toys. President Trump says the U.S. could very soon take action against Venezuelan drug traffickers. Up until now, operations have focused on stopping drug boats in the Caribbean. Trump said about 85% of trafficking attempts have been intercepted at sea. The next step is stopping smugglers on land. And
legally under international law and otherwise is different than attacking boats in the open water. I mean, attacking on land, we'll see. We'll see if he goes for an AUMF. We'll see if he goes for a declaration of war. We'll see if he goes for, anything. I think he should. I've said that before. I think he should, but we'll see. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely. And Russia's Vladimir Putin says he's ready for serious talks on a Ukraine peace plan. Speaking in Kyrgyzstan, he said the
Kyrgyzstan.
Thank you.
You bet.
He said the U.S.-backed proposal could be a starting point for future agreements. It's the first time he's addressed that since the U.S. negotiations with Ukraine began.
I only know Kyrgyzstan because I know that it's so close to Kazakhstan, where they have all the world famous. What's the Borat line?
Oh no! Oh no! Oh,
I cannot think of Kazakhstan without thinking of Borat.
Right. I knew you were going for a Borat
all the,
line.
All the potassium. That's right, potassium. All the potassium. World's best potassium. If this car drive into a group of gypsies, how many I kill? Depends how fast you're going. Fast! I cannot, you know, there are so many, I'm one of those weird Christians that, you know, I watch all kinds of things. You know, I watch a lot of things and I think, I cannot tell other people that I watch this. But, you know, Borat is a guilty pleasure for sure. And it's a sick, demented, twisted guilty pleasure. It's not a PG-13 movie. I mean, no, not even not close. But it is so funny.
And but all those people fell for it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I find more. Cinque. All right. 729 on News Radio 92.3. I don't know why I'm all over that for a second. But, you know, so goes it sometimes. What was the thing I was going to... Oh, I don't have time to do that story now. Yeah. I'm just kind of looking over some of the different things I got for... so many things we just don't get to. Oh, you know, high sugar content milkshakes and lattes are going to face a sugar tax in the UK. We kind of talked about this before in the Transgressors, but they've actually been adjusting their amount. It was going to be, you know, well, I'm going on memory here. It was at 5 grams of sugar per, and they wanted to make it 4 grams, and the sugar lobby caught up to them and said, 4.5, 4.5. So they've been negotiating over the level of sugar that they're going to punish you for in the UK.
Jalousie, President Trump announcing the tragic death of a 20-year-old National Guard member, Sarah Beckstrom, after Wednesday night's ambush in Washington, as another guardsman still fights for his life.
Beckstrom entered the service in June 2023. She'd been in D.C. since August for the beginning of the president's crime crackdown. The father of Beckstrom posting on Facebook, "My baby girl has passed to glory. If I don't talk to you, don't be offended. This has been a horrible tragedy."
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Now, the suspect came here after the American withdrawal of Afghanistan. Hong Kong's anti-corruption agency arresting 8 people connected to the renovation of an apartment building complex that went up in flames.
The fire was believed to have started in bamboo scaffolding and construction netting. A police spokesman says they suspect gross negligence.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The death toll now at least 128. Hundreds more still unaccounted for. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, and right now we've got sunshine. It is 40 degrees in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. First, our local headlines. 2 men are in critical condition after an armed dispute in Escambia County. That shooting happened near Tate Road and Dolphin Road in Cantonment yesterday after an argument between the 2 men. Both men fired shots, and both were hit. One man was airlifted to the hospital by helicopter. The other was taken to the hospital by ambulance. Escambia County Sheriff's Office is investigating. So far, there's no details on what started the argument or the circumstances surrounding the shootout. No arrests have been announced, and authorities say they are working to determine exactly what happened. The city of Pensacola wants FDOT to take a look at safety issues near 14th Avenue and Gregory, where accidents have jumped significantly this year. Mayor D.C. Reeves said there have been 22 accidents this year, more than the last 3, and that problem cannot be ignored.
We can't sit idly by with that type of crash number trajectory. We can't sit by. Well,
and Mayor Reeves says drivers are coming off 3 Mile Bridge carrying too much speed. The city wants engineers to consider whether closing a small portion of 14th Avenue or making other adjustments could help slow vehicles down. Reeves says he's not pushing for any specific fix, but he is pushing for some type of action. 5 people have been hurt after a dock collapsed in St. John's County. St. John's Fire Rescue says a boat lift attached to a dock collapsed last night in Volano Beach. Firefighters took 5 people to the hospital. Right now, there's no update on their conditions. Fire Rescue says they might have had minor injuries. The Optimist Club in Gulf Breeze has reopened its Christmas tree lot, raising money for youth programs. Lisa Newell says their trees look and smell fantastic.
All of these guys that work on this every year with the help of, you know, so many other members of the community, they do such a great job. So if you want to go get your tree, which a lot of people do on Thanksgiving or the day after, please go by and get your tree from a local vendor.
And that is Gulf Breeze News' Lisa Newell. She says those fresh cut trees are already in, have great quality and that great Christmas smell. Optimist Club lot in Gulf Breeze is open 2:30 through 5:30 on weekdays, 9 through 5:30 on weekends, and it's located at the entrance to the Gulf Breeze High School sports field. It is 7:34, News Radio 92.3, and let's get an update on our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Chilly start to your Black Friday in the 30s and the 40s. By this afternoon, partly cloudy skies, high near 59 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45. Going into Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high near 65. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. As we head into Sunday, we will have a 50% chance of rain with a high near 72. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 57. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Sunshine, 40 degrees this morning. And let's get an update on our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, 90-98, even 29 are all flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Good news there. It's 7:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 8. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the Trump administration says that pharmaceutical companies are agreeing to reduce Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs. That move is expected to save taxpayers and seniors billions of dollars. Prices will take effect in 2027. Well, the drugs included are the ones that Medicare spends the most on, such as Ozempic and Wegovy. In addition, Medicare will negotiate prices for 15 additional drugs next year, including physician-administered ones, for the first time. On Wall Street, stock futures not seeing much movement ahead of the opening bell this shortened Black Friday session. That's partially due to a data center outage at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Trading there was halted for several hours due to a data center fault, which disrupted the global markets in equities, foreign exchanges, bonds, and commodities. Now, the outage was caused by cooling issues at data centers operated by CyrusOne, and it lasted longer than a similar incident that occurred back in 2019, which also caused significant frustration among investors. And that is Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Journey through a classic story of small wonders and big dreams.
Not a second can we spare, cause it all comes down to Christmas.
As one of America's favorite Yuletide movies comes to life. Ralphie, his family, and best pals, live on stage. We triple dog dare you to miss the smash hit A Christmas Story, the musical.
Coming to the Sanger Theater in Pensacola December 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
My job as Secretary of the Navy is to be a responsible steward of the trust and resources the American people place in us, delivering modern, lethal, and reliable platforms that strengthen readiness and give our warfighters every advantage to deter, fight, and win. As I said in my confirmation hearing and in my first message to the fleet, I will not spend a single taxpayer dollar unless it contributes directly to readiness and our ability to defeat future threats. Every dollar we save must go back into readiness.
So John Phelan, the Secretary of the Navy, or SecNav, you sometimes hear him referred to, put out an announcement the other day having to do with the Constellation class of frigates, not cruisers. Some of these terms, even I am not super, they're not my, because I know airplanes more than I know ships. But basically, like, a battleship is really big, a cruiser is pretty big, a destroyer is big, and then a frigate is a little bit less big, is if you want to think about it that way, generally speaking. But sometimes these categories get a little bit sloppy. But they're canceling the Constellation class, these frigates, four more of them still yet to be started. Two are under construction right now.
To keep that promise and meet this moment, we're reshaping how the Navy builds and fields its fleet. Today, I can announce the first major public action in this reshaping, a strategic shift away from the Constellation-class frigate program. The Navy and our industry partners have reached a comprehensive framework that terminates, for the Navy's convenience, the last four ships of the class, which have not begun construction.
So this is the latest embarrassment in what has really become a very embarrassing line of decisions and processes for making ships. There's not enough strong language to describe how bad we have done on the last three lines, basically, of shipbuilding. You remember the LCSs, the little crappy ship, the littoral combat ship, half of which were built at Austell, and half of which were built in, and I always forget, the North Groton, I think, in Connecticut. But anyway, those have been a colossal embarrassment, and they've finally sort of started to find a way to use them maybe as minesweepers or whatever, but that's been a waste of money. The Zumwalt-class destroyers, they only built three. That was supposed to be, like, the next big thing. You remember we were talking about that? In fact, James Zumwalt, the grandson of the namesake, had run for Congress here as a Democrat here in Northwest Florida District 1 several years ago. That has completely failed. And now you have this. It's extraordinary high costs. The LCS technical problems and changing design requirements. This is part of the issue is costs soar and the Navy keeps changing its mind on what it wants. And so think of change orders, right? You know, if you build a building, it's a $10 million building, but you do 16 change orders, now it becomes a $25 million building. And it's over budget. It's not what you wanted anyway. It's becomes not worth doing. And that's it. At least they're cutting their losses on the Constellation. I mean, they've already got two in process, but they're canceling the remaining four.
We greatly value the shipbuilders of Wisconsin and Michigan. While work continues on the first two ships, those ships remain under review as we work through this strategic shift. Keeping this critical workforce employed and the yard viable for future Navy shipbuilding is a foremost concern. The Navy needs ships, and we look forward to building them in every shipyard that can.
Yeah, but if we've got a shipyard now that's working on these and we're saying, no, you can't do it right, it can't be done right, we got to get rid of it, you know, but yet we're trying to build shipbuilding capacity, and I mean, that's the challenge. We need more. I mean, competing with the Chinese is, you know, we are behind the curve on this. Now, we are ahead in a lot of capabilities, but, you know, think about, you know, two cars traveling on a road. And, you know, one car is ahead of the other car, but it's going 30 miles an hour and it's decelerating. The other car that's behind is going 45 and it's accelerating. Well, we're in front. The Chinese are behind, but they're going faster and accelerating. And we are going slower and slowing like it's bad. So, yes, they have passed us in total shifts. It doesn't mean they've passed us in overall capacity. But, you know, it's not long in the future when you won't be able to say even that anymore. So we have to figure out a way to do this better.
Key factor in this decision is the need to grow the fleet faster to meet tomorrow's threats. This framework puts the Navy on a path to more rapidly construct new classes of ships and deliver the capability our warfighters need in greater numbers and on a more urgent timeline. This is an imperative, and I hope to have more to share very soon.
And listen, the way I'm talking about this might make it sound like this is some easy problem to solve. If it were easy to solve, it would have been solved. It's not easy to solve. Plus, you have a massive bureaucracy running the Navy, which is not ideal. And, you know, you're dealing with a rapidly evolving battle space when you're talking about drone ships, drone subs, defense against drone attack. What makes sense? Does it make more sense to involve in enormous platforms like the Ford or, you know, in this case, like the Constellation class or the Zumwalt or the, you know, smaller like the LCS? Or does it make sense to, you know, invest in smaller, more nimble things? I mean, take this particular project, for example. The idea originally was we're going to take an existing ship platform that the French made. It's the Fincantieri. Which they do work in Wisconsin, but is basically I thought it was French, but it's an Italian platform. In any case, it's a foreign platform, and we were just going to adapt it for our use. We're going to keep like 85% of what they did, and we're just going to, because, you know, we've got slightly different systems, and we're going to adapt it for our use. Okay, an established foreign thing that works well that we're going to mildly adapt seems like a winning strategy. But then we go through all of these revisions and all of these change orders, and you get a ship that winds up being too slow to keep up with the ordinary fleet, below 25 knots, you know, because of weight growth in the design in order to make all of these changes. Increased size, increased weight, okay? Price went up by more than 50%, projected completion date pushed back by 3 years, and no real solution other than to just scrap the dang thing, which is what they're doing. I mean, we're going to have two that we don't want just because we've already started building them, and then we're going to have these other four are just going to go away entirely, which is, again, very reminiscent of the LCS or the Zumwalt, and it just seems like we can't figure out how to build ships right. And what's interesting is we have done it recently well in the past. I mean, the Arleigh Burke class, which I always try to tell people is like, you know, that's our most popular class of guided missile destroyer. You saw it in The Last Ship, the TV show The Last Ship. That's an Arleigh Burke class. If you've seen ships, American fleet ships that aren't aircraft carriers, you've seen an Arleigh Burke class. It's a great ship. Build that. You know, it's a great ship. It's just kind of like, well, why do we need to get rid of the A-10? You know, why do we need to get rid of the F-22? Why do we have to build next all the time? Yeah, just find a good thing and keep doing that thing. Because, you know, at least that we know really, really works well. We'll come back to this in a second because this is big stuff. We're a Navy town. I mean, everything from, like, the Ford class, which is, I mean, it finally works. But, you know, there was a lot of problems and all the novelty. And, look, as much as I make fun of Trump for almost not knowing anything when he talks about this stuff, he was right that the systems that, you know, the catapult system and the elevator systems on that boat were novel and problematic and expensive and plagued with difficulty. It's not obvious that we should have gone with, you know, hey, let's try all new stuff while we're facing war with a foreign adversary. John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. We've got one accident on the books right now at Pensacola Boulevard and the West Roberts Road. It's an accident with roadblock. I'm not seeing any delays in that area. But as traffic starts to grow, we will experience that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So just back to kind of button all this up with John Phelan, the Secretary of the Navy, talking about the need to kind of retool how we build ships and even how we procure them and, you know, our whole thinking process about shipbuilding.
Revitalizing the U.S. shipbuilding industrial base is a non-negotiable priority of President Trump. I am fully committed to supporting our shipbuilders and suppliers in this effort.
Yeah, and we need to be able to do that.
The facts are clear. It's time to deliver the ship our warfighters need at a pace that matches the threat environment, not the comfort level of the bureaucracy. The United States Navy and Marine Corps team stands ready to fight and win today. And by taking these bold, necessary, and fiscally responsible steps, we will ensure we win the fights of tomorrow.
I hope. But, I mean, massive reform in how we procure these major, expensive, difficult, long-time-to-build systems, especially, like I said, in an environment where we're dealing with, you know, drones and autonomous and, you know, remote-operated, all of that kind of stuff. Is going to be a challenge. And now what we've got with these two Constellation class when they're done is we're going to have what, you know, there was a really good article about this at the National Security Journal, but I've seen, you know, reporting on this from all over the place. But what they basically called it was it's going to be another unicorn, like the Zumwalt. It's going to be a low-count ship that we're not going to quite know how to integrate that with anything because we only have two of them. And it's not like it does something really special. It's just we only have two, and it's got unusual requirements, and we're going to put people, you know, we're going to put sailors on board this ship, and then we're not going to quite know how to do, and it's too slow to cruise with the fleet. I mean, like, it's really not great, all of the things. So, anyway, this is something you ought to be paying attention to. This is, you know, big, important stuff, especially since we're a Navy town, and, you know, thinking about the challenges that the Navy is facing, and plus we're shipbuilders, right? I mean, you know, all along the Gulf Coast, we're building these the new cutters for the Coast Guard. You got the, you know, Austal, which has been doing ships and is getting more contracts all the time. I mean, just kind of thinking about all of this stuff globally is what I want you to do. 7:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need a realtor because you are buying a house, or if you need a realtor because you are selling a house, or you need a realtor because you have a question, call Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. They're just really knowledgeable. They sell a lot of homes, 165 last year. That's 3 to 4 a week. That's a lot. That's on average. They're closing 3 to 4 houses a week. So they will know how to do it. They will know how to, you know, take your home and turn it into a sale, not just turn it into a listing. You know, because you don't want a listing. You don't want to have 18 open houses. You want to have a sale. Or if you're buying, you don't want to go see a lot of homes. You want to find the right home and you want to be able to close on it, right? So get people who really know what they're doing, and Christina and their folks at Leavenworth Realty certainly do. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Maybe to me, spending my entire day slaving over a hot stove for my ungrateful family so I can complain about how ungrateful they are is the true magic of Thanksgiving.
Here we go! No way!
I don't know that it is my favorite Jane's Addiction song, but it's in like the top three. I love that album and that song. 7:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The National Guard member that was shot near the White House on Wednesday has been identified, that was shot and died, I should say, Wednesday. It's been identified as 20-year-old Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia. The second National Guard member was injured in that shooting as well. He was identified as 24-year-old Sergeant Andrew Wolf and reportedly is still in critical condition. The Trump administration canceling funding for World AIDS Day. That day has been observed on December 1st of each year since 1988 to raise awareness of the AIDS pandemic. Earlier this month, the State Department instructed its employees not to use federal funding to commemorate the day. And a Belgian...
You know, the work that's been done by the United States internationally in fighting HIV transmission globally is tremendous. You know, Bush Jr., W, was, you know, one of the key people who worked on that a lot. And, you know, when you talk about the cost paid by people around the world because of our USAID cuts and because of the cuts and some of the... I mean, I'm not saying that celebrating Global AIDS Day is, like, the key end-all, but... some of this stuff is genuinely amazing, life-saving stuff that we have done. So anyway, go ahead, David.
A Belgian sheepdog is the winner of the National Dog Show.
Way to ruin it for me.
I haven't watched it.
On DVR? Yeah.
Yeah, I was
Well, spoiler alert. Saleel took home the best.
What are you going to tell me next, that the Cowboys won and the Lions lost? God.
I know, right?
Go on.
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't know where to go now. beat out 1,900 other dogs. Daniel Martin from North Carolina is the dog's handler and said Saleel is a professional who loves the crowd and loves the arena. So there you go. If you missed the National Dog Show.
Thanks, David.
Anytime.
John Pickens has, I think, thanks. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with that accident on Highway 29 and West Roberts Road. I'm not seeing any delays associated with this, but they're trying to get that off to the side of the road. I-10, I-110, 9 mile, 10 mile, they're all running smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, there's always a part of me that worries about the cognitive whiplash that you get listening to this show a little bit, like, you know, because we do go from all kinds of things to all kinds of other things. I mean, we're talking about, you know, multi-billion dollar ship platforms and the incompetence of the U.S. Navy to procure the next round of whatever. And then we're talking about sheepdogs.
Welcome to my life.
Then we're talking about football. And, mm-hmm. you know, then we're talking about how Jack White yesterday from White Stripes in the halftime show in the Lions game was spectacular. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then being joined by Eminem.
Ladies and gentlemen, Detroit's own Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Double Detroit. The Jack White's from there, too. I was like, just do this for the Super Bowl, man.
Kid Rock should have shown up.
Oh, yeah. That would have been the That'd Super
been,
Detroit show.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit Rock City, baby. Bring it all. yeah. You know, it's funny. I am a very fair-weather Detroit person because I was born in Pontiac, and I'm from, like, my dad was a pastor in Detroit, and, you know, I still have fondness. When I hear the Pistons are doing well, there is a part of me that's like, yay. And they had, what, a 13-game winning streak recently. So, but I haven't followed them in years and years. The Lions are my every once, because I've never adopted another team. I kind of follow the Lions, especially when they're doing well. But I don't own any merch. You know, I don't own a single piece of blue and silver clothing. That's
you
not
don't?
My style. Oh, no. No, it's all blue and orange. It's all Auburn or Illinois. So, you know, I'm definitely not a fan in that sense. But I do like seeing them win when they're winning. But yeah, Detroit still has a soft place in my heart because I did come from there. And this was a great halftime show. I really was. Now you watched the other game, the Cowboys game,
yes.
Which my recorder skipped the halftime show on that, but that was a good game too. But the Detroit game was frustrating. But who was halftime on that?
Post Malone.
Oh, okay.
And let me tell you, when I was out there last week, it was plastered
out where?
Everywhere out in Phoenix. Arlington.
Oh, in Arlington, the other
yeah.
way. Okay.
It was plastered everywhere.
that he was coming.
Oh, yeah. They made a huge deal about
it. So, as somebody who I don't think knows a single Post Malone song, would I have enjoyed it even so?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It was
because I like
really
musicianship.
Good.
I just would prefer to know the songs.
Yeah.
And I certainly appreciate people who play well or perform well or sing well or whatever. And, you know, like I was talking about during the Macy's Parade, you know, some voices and you're just like, oh, just keep doing it, Darlene Love. Just keep singing. Just keep singing. I don't care if it's on tape. Just keep singing. It's fantastic. All right, 437-1620. What else do we have going on? No time for that. Parents are now sending their kids to digital detox camps so that they can break the habit of endlessly scrolling the apps that are now illegal for people under the age of 14 in Florida, and only with parental permission, 14 and 15-year-olds were allowed to enforce that law. You know, there's another way. You could just take away the phone. Oh, unless they're paying for it with their lunch money. In which case, you could take away their lunch money. You know, it's not their phone.
Turn off the data plan.
It's not their service. I just, you know, every once in a while, you might need to be the bad guy to get the good result. I mean, if all they're eating is sugar and heroin, at some point, you might have to step in and stop them from it. Ooh. That's not a bad analogy for social media.
Listen on air.